This is Low Moon Origins, and the story continues.
With a giant branch in the cupboard that's unopened. That you take home because you don't use that branch.
Pretty sure. And then we'll have it here.
Next time we need it.
We'll be taking up room in our refrigerator until then. Right now, it's just taking up room in the cupboard, which is bad enough.
Is that a good project?
Okay.
For a while, until
this is Low Moon Origins. Once last we broke. And by the way, this is the first time this month. So we play again in 2 weeks. We play twice in the month of September, unless anything happens. That is the plan. Then once in October, and twice in November, and once in December, and then we'll be done with this year, theoretically. Once last we broke, the party had successfully defeated the very powerful blue dragon.
Much to our surprise.
And yes, with only minor losses.
Pulling it out at the last moment, as it were. Dorkian has did use considerable spell power, and I'm sure you don't have that tracked, so at some point we'll have to adjust. At first, we're probably going to wind up having opportunity to do something about that.
I've got a lot. You tracked it on here. I know you tracked it because I don't highlight.
Oh, it could be.
You highlighted.
You were using his sheet.
I doubt I did it completely because
there's a lot gone. I don't have a single fourth level. I don't have a single third level.
Maybe I did then.
Half of my second levels are gone.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay. Yeah, because he did a bunch of transferring to get limited wish and other spells.
So do I have any limited wishes in memory?
No. But you limited wish wounded the dragon, and Taya killed it with a non-magical dagger. So.
Thought Nira killed it, or did she kill it?
She killed it. I provided the proper intelligence.
And Nira made sure when it come back.
Okay. Anyway, so we have not progressed beyond that point because we pretty much stopped right after that. So that means, by my understanding, correct if I have this wrong, that Lorelai was currently still holding open the portal to go back to the island. That's where we had not actually physically gone back. There is intelligence about home that indicates that there was an undead armada that was headed for the eastern edge of the island, and the fleet, Harrison, was told not to engage immediately. So waiting for a better opportunity because they will be vastly outnumbered and probably crushed on the open sea. So there is a substantial chance that an undead armada may make, if they try to, may make landfall on the eastern edge of Adventure Island.
And the current city that is building is on which shore?
Salt. Yeah, so the mountain where you guys are actually at is really on the eastern edge, so which is why it'll be potentially such a problem imminently for you. You do have the entire party, Anura, Amalia, Clint, the knight, who is Anura's assigned bodyguard.
Just the four of us.
Lorelai, Amalia, Anura, Clint. Yeah, that's all. They have walked 12 miles today.
You get us in stereo.
So.
Yay, me!
All right. So that's where we pick up at.
I will go as far as to say
you did. There was a little bit that happened because you did discover that the man weapon was the yellow dragon. You did discover that
the son of the
ancient yellow dragon.
And this cave was actually the dragon.
Yep, the bones of the ancient dragon. Well, this chamber, really. Yeah. Yep. Okay, so you had gotten that far. You had not. Maybe you had freed him.
I wish.
Did Anura free him? Or you just talked about it? You
hadn't done
it
yet. We were going to heal him.
Yeah.
We ended. Lorelai was going to say, bring him through and I can heal his mind because he's feeble minded. But she's not letting go of this thread.
Yes. Okay, so basically that's where we're at. Okay? Does everybody know their current condition as far as if you're hurt or whatever?
I don't even think I was technically in the combat.
I am at full.
Peacefully sleeping forever.
Yeah, you really weren't until, you came down at the very last. Okay. That you pretty much
so
did.
I am with
you
the
did what you did,
now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You did what you mostly did what you did from above, not from the roof of the dragon. Okay? And so that's to recap enough to get by. What do you do?
Loot.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Though, is there really anything else for most of us to do at the moment?
Like, I think somebody did pull stuff off of the dragon.
Yeah, do we do that?
I don't recall that part.
Somebody pulled some stuff out.
I was, I think
some
Taya,
stuff like in,
yeah,
I think, in those scales and stuff.
Yeah, I think Taya. Did, Sherry, was it Taya that took something off the dragon? Does that sound right? Do you have something that you took off the dragon?
A ring or something?
Hold on.
Ring. Maybe.
Isn't there like a little chest or something?
There's a chest.
Yes, yeah, a chest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Which I think Taya has in possession.
Well, we're waiting to find out from her. She's supposed to be looking it up.
Can we start filtering people through?
Well,
where should that take us?
I think we should make our decision.
Back to Adventure Island?
We should make our decision and then all return back through, just because we don't know exactly what's waiting on the other side, correct?
I'll look over my shoulder.
It looks like when you laugh, nothing has happened yet.
Nothing has happened.
So that really just leaves the question of whether there are anyone else on this side who wishes to come to our side.
You write it down, dear.
I believe there was a small chest, a wand, and a ring.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
The small chest is not open, however. It was not open. And it was like on a chain, like he was attached to him.
Are you dead, dead?
No. Mm-hmm. I'll grab
Rolling him. -60 will do that.
Ryan is in a bad way. We got that.
I'll grab what's left of Ryan and
what's left. So pleasant.
I only went -60.
What's your normal max hit points?
87.
So you can be raised. It's feasible.
And I'll head towards the
okay.
Dorkian.
So there is no horde here.
Dorkian's going to transfer real quick.
Okay. You did, but and FYI, you did have trouble.
Okay.
So that's part of the reason why it took so many spells. When you were outside by yourself, and you, even when you were here doing it before, you recall that the magic was large pieces and frayed with like its own identity. So it was trying to do certain things.
Okay, I'll just use 4 cantrips free magic then and cast detect magic.
Okay, roll just a normal transfer roll for me.
No problem.
Okay.
I'm at 5.
So you can do that. Okay. So,
I'm scanning the room for magical auras.
There is nothing here where the fight took place except for what is on everyone. And there may be some from the dead, the wounded, dead, whatever. I guess dead. Amazons, like so they had magical items.
I forget. Lily was still conscious. I know she used that.
Yes.
She was still alive.
Yes,
she
was
conscious.
Yes.
Are there other Amazons still alive here?
Yes. Yeah. Yep, you've got like 3, the keeper, man, weapon himself. There's only one keeper left.
They seem to. Are they intending to bring the bodies of their dead companions back with them?
They haven't shown any intention of doing so. In fact, the recent revelation that Man Weapon is actually descendant of the Yellow Dragon, whose plane it is thrown them into a bit of a spin as they're trying to figure out what they need to do next. So the people that you have left, right list, right here. Yeah. So survivors were. Oh, you have Wilma Tosen as well.
Wilma Tosen.
Yep. And then, yeah. So Saya, who was the primary captor, was still alive. And their notes were swapped in. Sorry about that. And it would appear who was the sub chief who came. Was still alive. And Wilma Tosan. So you had 3 still alive. You had Saya the keeper, and she had the man weapon on chain at the very end after the fight. Then Wilma Tosan and.
Would
adventurers. Or the people from the enclave. And they have a number of ghouls around that. Kira. Kira, I know, was the spear person and was alive the last time I knew.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. I
don't think smelling licorice means you're...
Yeah, I have her on this list.
What have you done, Brett?
Is that like the cakey cornbread?
What have you done with it?
No, it's just cornbread.
It's in the loaves.
That was too weird.
What?
That was too weird.
I'm going to have a cowboy pork chop.
Okay, so I have Serafina was still alive.
I have knocked down with Serafina, Jasmine, Paya, and George, and one captain.
Another
solution.
Oh, no. Wish dead.
That's what I was. If that's what you had down.
That's what I have.
He's either
down.
Still
knocked
up
down.
Or dead.
Those are the options. Serafina.
On or off.
Jasmine, Taya, Dorothy, and one captain.
Oh, I know I'm not down.
I may have just looked down to...
Ooh, Dan. I know Dan made a point that there was one captor and that Serafina was alive because she was the most important of the adventurers.
Yeah.
I had the Kira, who was one of the adventurers, was dead. Don't know about Ismaya, who was the person with the crossbow. I don't know about Alara, the mage.
Not
positive.
Brian is down.
Yeah.
Millie is down?
No.
Nope.
Probably
same.
Are there any other party members down besides Brian?
No.
Fire members.
Ren went down like
that.
Only chunks went down.
What?
Chunks went down. Down the hall from you.
Brian's good.
Yeah.
He's already good.
Not anymore, Ian.
What?
I said not anymore, Ian.
I was still a dead member. Party member. Until he's laid to rest.
Be that time of day. Huh?
Who's Anna?
Grabber.
She was the person with the spear that was with me. I know I dropped before I charged you on the dragon. She was still hot and going to aid somebody else.
Fairly bright in there.
I think she was still hot.
Okay, so we're going to go through. We're just going to randomize some of it because it's outside my intellectual ability to recap it.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
We can always go back
to
this.
Sure,
100.
Sure, he was recorded. Had it been podcasted, we'd be able to use the transcript very easily. Okay. Maya is alive. Laura is alive. And okay, so they're all alive. They may have been unconscious, but they're not dead. At the time, at the end of the battle, there was quite a bit of sorting that needed to be done.
Okay, that's your dad. This is our dad here.
Wait, they're not dead.
I'm not dead yet!
Okay. So most of the people in the room ended alive, and there was quite a bit of healing to be done, and there was quite a bit of healing that was done, okay? So the only people that you actually have that are dead, Thrall and Ryan. Well, Thrall's not really a people, but counts enough.
He's had a perk.
And other people
do. Jess, who was one of the keepers. The Matalan and the Lion. Okay, so these are okay. Alright, okay, so that answers the question to a degree, which is that not very many people died, actually. The tech magic has been cast. All of the items that Taya found are magical, on top of there's a variety of magical items that people have on their person. Okay, bearing in mind, this does not look like the lair. of the creature, right? Of a smaller creature. This looks like this was the bones that are the roof of this room. They're the arching torso, basically. So you're inside the creature, not in its lair.
It's not its lair. It's the creature.
The creature. Yeah, exactly. So there theoretically is a lair somewhere in the mountain.
It's not really ours to loot, so.
Well, no, theoretically, especially not since he has an heir.
Right.
Well, that's assuming.
Well, we could take a finder's fee for, you know, bringing him back from.
I'm not charging him a finder's fee.
From people.
Yeah, you're. Us. Well.
Well, seeing as it's my goddess's blessing being bestowed.
That was out of play.
Yeah.
If we're actually having a conversation. Right.
Well, it's more of a matter of, are we going to awaken him?
Because they definitely had talked about casting heal on him.
Yeah, I know we talked about it, so it would awaken him, but we have no idea of his nature.
We do not, but we do not leave him in that state.
Why not?
Because it's cruel.
It's cruel? He's evil. He got himself into that position.
You know he's evil.
Would you like me to confirm?
Does it matter?
No, I'd like you to assume.
Does it matter?
Well,
sorry.
I suppose it kind of does. I think if I...
How exactly did he get himself into this situation?
Well, he picked a fight, didn't he? Isn't that the whole point?
We don't know
how he got feeble-minded. He's been feeble-minded for generations.
All we know is that he eventually destroyed the Blues father. We don't know what the circumstances were behind it.
That was the bones that were arrested under.
Okay.
We're talking the man weapon now, who is the son of, or one of the descendants of him.
We don't know how.
I thought we had confirmed that he was feeble-minded in the fight.
If I leave, can I come back in?
No, we confirmed he was feeble-minded, but he had been.
Yes.
The legend.
As long as I'm holding it open.
The legend.
I don't really
now,
want to hold this
as
open
making
forever.
A connection with the. Story of the original battle that you have, he was probably feeble-minded at the time of the original attack. But it seems like the ancient or whatever blue dragon who was the one that he was seeking revenge for came after them, not the other way around. Now, in the view between the Hatfields and the McCoys, it's really pretty difficult to determine who started it, right? So, but he definitely came into their lair as far as that goes.
As far as dragons go, I kind of like this yellow one. It's not coming over.
If we wake him up, what stops him?
He has his own home, his own lane to live on.
Oh, in this place.
That hasn't stopped other dragons from flocking to our roof.
I just don't think we owe him anything. It's not like I have the power to fix him anyways, but what is it our concern?
I have the power to fix him, and as soon as we bring him to... I'm not letting go of this thread, because I'm not getting stuck in that desert.
No, I'm with you. We're not getting stuck here. It's just there are consequences from this action, and even if he stays here, there will be consequences for all those who currently reside. It will change everything.
We're just one smaller... Ryan. Just so we're clear, we have no authority to bring him with us.
Ryan. Smaller, like weight-wise?
Yeah. If we bring him with us, it dooms this plane.
Probably Ryan.
So I don't think
I'll bring Ryan.
Because if he is the last descendant, it is his presence that's keeping this plane in existence.
Or at least his power. I think as long as he is breathing, it would keep it in existence.
So you're saying...
I will admit that.
So you're saying he has to be here physically?
I misspoke. I was making an assumption.
I don't believe that.
In his current state, I don't know whether... I don't know what the consequences of taking him off this plane would be in his current state.
Well, like I said...
We can make some intelligent assumptions.
Unless somebody can tell me otherwise, I don't think we have authority to take him with us. I mean, this is their plane, their rule.
Well, really, it's his plane.
I do not want to leave this place with him, people might.
Why don't we just...
I don't either.
I can't let go of the threat.
Has someone spoken to the Amazons about whether or not they want to stay here?
I thought that's why the chieftain, this is out of play. I thought that was why the chieftain betrayed us or whatever.
Because, went back on what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to leave.
Yes. Some may not. It wasn't a universal statement one way or the other.
So the only one of them, only local that's privy to your conversation at this point in time is Wilma Tosen. She's been lingering near. The others have been more distant, not even within 20-30 feet even. So as far as talking to it appears the sub-chieftain, that might be possible, but those of you who have been here already know that for them to make any radical decision is going to have to go through their bureaucracy.
And we're not going to make time for that.
Wilma Tosen says, the ether of the universe desires a free mind.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
This beast is a tool for them in their current condition, and they likely will ache to lose it, but he should be free to either bless or wreak havoc by his choice.
And by consequence, ours.
I think finding out how he got feeble-minded in the first place would be beneficial.
I am not holding this thread open, so you're either staying here or you're going back so we can deal with the undead problem.
I have no vested interest. I think it's a risk that is really worth taking, but I'm willing to go back at whenever. I'd like to get off of this disgusting plane.
I'm going with you.
Let's at least talk to the sub-chief and then see what her thoughts are. I'm leaning towards, yes, we need to do something about him. I am loath to bring him to Ulrich to do it. So can you do it on the side or no?
I'm not letting go of this thing.
So you can't do both?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
This is the biggest threat I've ever opened in my life.
And Yura, do you have the ability to restore his mind?
I do not. However, Amalia has said that she has a scroll that she believes can be charged.
And that is one solution that still allows us to do it on the side.
I think if our goal is to leave this place, that most of us should cross over Borehead.
I agree. I'd be willing to cross now.
I'm not saying that out of cowardice. I'm saying it out of
Dorkian's cross.
The fact that somebody has to deal with the Armada. If we get stuck here, then
Understood.
Dorkian is moving toward the thread, if you'll let him through.
Yeah, I will afford him my protection.
Okay, I'm going to...
The adventurer are going through as well. They're a little beat up. They help each other walk and stuff like that.
I will let them through and afford them whatever protection I give.
After finding a spot to put Ryan Grawl back at what time is that? Like, do you go in? And if not, I'll just go back in. Hey, we're still talking. Okay.
Heading to talk to the Amazons.
But as soon as you head in their direction...
Or have them come join us.
As soon as you turn and take a few steps in their direction, Udipur breaks off from the group and starts walking. You meet her maybe like a third of the way. So you're 10% away from the group.
Leaving, like, so they can easily hear.
He wants to talk to the Amazons. Okay. We're going to...
We are going to
free
be returning to our home post-haste.
Of course.
Him.
We have... Good. The ability and desire to...
They were deciding what side of the rift to do it on.
Sense to...
I guess Amalia has a scroll that may be able to help him. I could help him, but I'm only willing to do it on our side.
That will have...
Because if I let this go, I don't know that I can
do it again. Consequences, more for your people than mine, particularly if he stays here.
This is the biggest one I've ever opened, ever.
Let me make sure I understand this.
Interesting.
He is the descendant of our master, the one that we thought all these generations has lived here in the mountain. But now, the one who was our master is here dead, and he is full heir both to his lair and to this plain place. He stays. Either way, he must stay. The question is, will he stay with his faculties? Return to him or not.
And if his faculties are returned, he chooses not to stay. I'm not sure that it's much that will stop him. He's all present.
They're about 10 to 15 feet away. Everyone can hear what's being said.
I'm going to meditate to see who's in here and see if there's anybody we have in here.
Okay. You sit down, attempt to reach state of meditation. Make your meditation rolls. One to get there and one to start the examination.
Two.
And then, is this ranch dressing that's on my pretty stuff?
10.
Kind of yucky tasting.
No, cheese.
What kind of cheese?
Yeah, they're loaded tots.
Loaded tots?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why they taste funny.
Some sort of ricotta or something, maybe. Which would be weird.
A little odd.
A little odd, for sure.
Not family.
Agreed.
Two and then 10. Maybe.
Okay. Best by date was 2023.
I'll get back to you in a second on that.
Best
by date
was May of this year.
He's
like, I think
we'll
go with that one.
Yep.
Got it
at this one.
Yeah.
Used by date. Same things. Okay. Anyway, she says, we are the servants of the Great Worm one way or another. As for me, my decision would be to restore him to his faculties. Even though it will make obsolete the keepers and a certain way of life for us.
If I may interject, We also know nothing of his temperament.
That is a point that the council may deliberate or would want to delay or even want to keep the man mounted in his present state. I don't know. But as for me, and in the purity of our purposes, that is a risk we must take. He is heir to our ruler. If he is a bad ruler, then we shall suffer under his reign. For my purposes, and I am the ranking individual here, I can talk to the others to be sure that the keepers agree. I find it likely that they will agree. But if the decision is to be made here and now, then our decision is to return him to his best possible state.
I did not bring that up because I did wish him to not be returned. I only meant to say it as a precaution to you and your people.
Yes, I understand. Today we are his faithful servants. Tomorrow we may be lunch. But that is the plight of humanity, is it not?
There's always hope.
Yes. I agree.
Thank you. And this place may not be entirely isolated from my land either.
Which means you have a vested interest as well. If this portal reopens to your homeland again, and if our master is
wicked, then
you can safely assume you will have gained an enemy, even though you are the ones who are helping to restore him. I would say your best chance of getting an ally is certainly to restore him. If you delay now and he is restored later, you will have gained his enmity at best.
The Armada can be drawn in by this. Any number of things.
It's clear by any delay that we have less than his best interest at heart.
There is always some element of self-interest in our own decisions.
I don't disagree with you. However,
from his point of view,
he will seek vengeance. Unless he is a gentle soul and would see the best in it. Based on that, then, I do not wish to be present, decline to aid him, and even take the question before the council. Because if the council then decides to find a way to save him or to utilize whatever resources you have to save him, then our delay will look like an act of insidious nature.
Okay, so we will return him before we have completely left, and in the future, if there is communication between us, I hope to find that things have went well. The offer still opens for those of you who are here to go with us, although I think by your comments here, I know that you will probably stay.
I will. My family is here. My people are here. However, Saya will go, and perhaps her sister, given the opportunity. She has already said as much. The life of a keeper is a lonely one, and now will have little purpose. And I think it's possible that if a man mountain retains, or man weapon retains any remembrance of his captivity, they will not be looked upon well.
Then I would say, tell them to say their goodbyes and prepare to travel.
Very well.
For the time being, I will make what arrangements I can for them in the short term. If I can lead them in their path forward, I will.
You can go through it anytime.
Playground or summer.
Well, okay.
I'm more than ready.
Okay, so it looks like people are generally moving in that direction. Dorkane has about a 2-minute head start so far, at least. Maybe more like 8 now, I guess.
Is there one of the chieftain's underlings sitting around or staying around close by?
There is one.
So I want to go up a different name to call him other than Mammoth.
He nods. He has a name. It will be Onden Kudip Restir Gobed Del Res Huios Oert Onden Kudip Rentir Gob.
Okay, we'll just call him Gob.
Yeah, that'll work.
He is the son of the destroyer of landscapes.
Ren said he took the bodies through the thread to the other side.
What's the smallest form of a landscape?
Right, right,
he was doing that while they were talking.
Not field.
Bantering back and forth.
Yeah, when
he picked
they
up
first
bodies.
Started, I took them out.
Oh, I didn't realize you went through. I thought you laid them by the portal. I didn't actually.
Yeah, Billy and I took them out. I came back in after I set them down.
He's like, oh, they're still talking.
Okay. All right, so you went through. You were not able to come back to this side. So you could do your meditation thing, but it would be on the other side. Whoops, not relevant here. From here, as long as she is holding it right now, it is a one-way trip.
Okay, I guess we didn't have
our so, sorry about that. I didn't realize you were taking them through the portal. I thought you were setting them by the portal. So, point of clarification made.
I will carry you off.
Okay.
Too late. Assuming we were ambushed.
Too late. He carried her through already.
I thought he carried somebody through and then couldn't come to focus.
Millie and...
He carried Grawl. Millie carried Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And all Dorkian right. Went through. Okay. So the, and the adventurers all went through as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
And they are actually melting away. Like they're fading into the trees and taking off. They're not staying with it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They said thank you before. That's enough. They've had a really
sure
rough time.
You don't want to wait and leave as a group. And they're not exactly going where we are.
Okay.
But hopefully they'll carry the word of potential undead armada east to their stronghold or
sure.
Pending stronghold.
Sure. Okay.
Don't forget about the undead of armada coming in.
Toodles.
All right.
Okay, Jasmine, go through.
So everybody, as you say,
the
Amazons say their goodbyes. A couple are probably coming with us. And then I would say everybody out, except for whoever's reading this scroll, you and myself.
Well, I'll be last.
Lord. Exactly.
But people can start going through,
yeah.
So I can
well,
give
but
them
so
my perception.
Is coming with us, right?
Yes.
Her and Jasmine can go through together.
I will offer to let her go one.
It's
okay.
Multiple people can go at once.
Yeah, it's a pretty big one. It's fully open.
It's fully open. We probably all walk through here.
Okay, so we get down to, correct if I'm wrong, we get down to just Amalia preparing to read the scroll. And Saya is still there at that time because she is keeping the man weapon under control until his faculties are returned.
And Yura?
Unless he's going through.
No, I was bringing him up as a point of
right.
Where is he?
He'll leave Clint to guard Amalia just in case anything happens and go through. So he is back on the other side as well. Okay.
I have your puppy.
So basically, everybody's going through except Lorelei, Amalia, Clint, anyone else, and Victor. Okay.
So it will be five of us who still need
to be
here.
He's in the center. If you want to grab him on
okay.
Your
side. For those of you who have gone through the portal, you arrive basically in the huge bowl valley thing that's created by the missing of the mountain, which has low-lying terrain. So it's not bald. It's not like bare rock. But if one looks, one say, you know, a mountain could sit here, kind of thing. You kind of tell. To the east, you can see a huge storm on the horizon. Dark sky, dark clouds, and kind of rolling rapidly. So probably it's, you know, 15 miles away. But it'll probably be here within the hour. Moving pretty rapidly towards your position. And you can, you know, if you had a little, right where you arrive at, you don't have any altitude, but if you had altitude, you could see out onto the ocean. But down in the bowl, you're not, you know, you'd have to get up in the air. Okay? And Amalia produces a scroll, and she hands it to Anura. Or no, he's left. So she was going to have Anya read it, but she can't. So she has to do it herself. Okay, yeah.
Which means there's always this percent chance.
It's always a small chance, yes.
Can I read the scroll? Do I have to touch him?
I mean, the problem is some of your concentration is being contained and holding it open, so the reality is you can't. Not without fear of it going shut. You can hold the scroll. You probably could get away with casting like a low level spell, something that really doesn't require much. It's so common for you, but not a heal spell. Okay.
I'm not willing to let go of this.
All right. She casts the spell with ease, and
I do not have weapon out, but I do have my shield.
Yeah, basically, what those of you who are on that side, what you see, she casts a spell, and as she holds her hands up like this toward him, there is a kind of an exhalation of violet-hued energy that is kind of in the shape of her hands. And
what spell did she have?
Heal. And
immediately he kind of, like, his eyes roll back in his head and he looks dazed for a moment, and everyone is waiting expectantly. And as that is happening, Saya reaches up and disconnects the chain. So she has the chain on her wrist, and so it normally sits as an eighth level, or I mean, an 8 foot long chain. And okay, and after about a moment, he turns and looks, and he first looks at Saya. And then he looks, kind of scans, looks at Amalia, and then scans the little group that's standing around him. The other, it would appear, is also there, but she's back maybe about 10, 15 feet, so not immediately in his presence. He's like, his eyes are going back and forth at the top, like almost like he's reading something or thinking through something. And then he says, "The spell has been successful." He says this. He speaks.
You're leaving.
He says, "I no longer have need of you." Saya turns and runs through the portal. Okay. Clint backs out. Okay. So everyone is through except for you. And he is trudging. You can see his back. He is trudging off in the sand toward the other Amazons. Still in human form.
Right. Just bring my back. And closing the thread when I'm on the other side.
Okay. Roll a d20 real quick. Okay, so you step through, and then as you turn around to close the thread, you can still see the image. It's not clear in the distance, but you can see right inside, and then a fogged image in the distance. And you see that before he reaches the Amazons that are waiting for him, he kind of like transforms into a very, very large yellow dragon. And then soars off, like, out of what you can really see. So he's moving along the huge chasm, or the huge cavern that is the torso of the beast. And then you close the portal. All right, so those of you who came through first, the adventurers have left. You have Graal here dead, Ryan here dead. And then people are trickling through the portal. Is anyone doing anything in particular in preparation for... You don't appear to be under any threat. There is no opposition here. It's green. The ground is grass and trees and undergrowth. Sparse trees that are over a few feet tall. So maybe like in the whole bowl of the mountain, there's probably 8 trees.
Just meditating.
Okay, so you are meditating. Okay. So there's no one that's unexpected to everybody that you expect to see. And you get the names of if you're still meditating when they come through, you would get the names of the Amazon women, Saya and Lawney. Anybody who has anything odd about their name? I don't think so. Yep.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan.
So everyone coming through sees the impending storm to the east.
Ryan and Growl don't show up.
Correct.
In a
purely anticlimactic ending, you find yourself to be standing a relatively calm summer day. The sparse forest, there are no trails, no obvious trails here. It's pretty much untouched land.
Ariana.
Birds, animals, a storm to the east, town to the far west and slightly south. What do you do now?
Laura
is going to go to Leon. I will get the dog back from her.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh, do I detect it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a living being. So. What's its name?
He didn't give one yet.
At least I haven't given him a name.
Okay.
I was going to call him Smoke.
So it just says puppy.
Puff, puff, puffer. It's got like the carrots around it.
Puppy, what carrots around it?
Puppy number
one. Wing. Puppy number
005.
If I'm not mistaken, actually, Dorkin's fly spell was still effective.
Pretty much always.
Okay, so that means you could fly up high enough to see out on the sea. Out onto the sea. Everyone's down in the bowl, so no one can see the sea, but there's a storm coming from the east, and there was the mention of an undead armada in that direction.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
So you do not see an undead armada, but you definitely can see the storm, and it definitely, you know, there is lightning in the storm, and it's dark gray clouds, very thick and moving quickly. And then you see three smaller ships, to the two cruisers and one probably is like a boyer. It's not a fishing vessel. It's clearly meant to be a military vessel. It does have some weaponry on it, that kind of thing, and it has a Lomunian flag. That are out, and they're just kind of, they appear to be sitting at nearly adrift because they have very little cloth flying, but they do have crews and they are in kind of a formation. They kind of figure they're keeping a watch to the east, and all three are faster vessels probably, so they could probably get away with no difficulty. But even looking out there, you cannot see any ships yet, but you can only see about probably 15, 20 miles at the most. And that's if you go up in the air 50 feet or whatever.
I will return to the ground and get that report. I don't see an armada. There are Lomunian ships keeping a perimeter not far from the island. The three fast vessels.
Well, it was about a day out, so.
There is a storm, clearly. It doesn't look like a pretty one.
It's so cold here.
How cold is it outside?
60, 65 degrees.
Mind you, they're from a desert. So.
Yeah, but it never really was super hot there. Just dry.
I didn't really go there.
So. That's true.
Unless the Lorelei was there by the time,
she was not there the whole time. Right, so she comes back, you drop out, the party is collected.
I can feel people.
Fairly large group.
So what are our plans?
And Yura says, unless something changes their course of action, the island will be beset upon by what has so far been described as an undead armada sometime tomorrow or possibly overnight. Given the looks of that storm, I'd say they are assisted by magic.
Turn the one on the far side.
The lights in round.
Yeah, the LED lights are blinding. Thank you, Dutch. Another
one. I'm sorry, they don't like to stand up. I was trying to stand it up, but it just keeps falling over.
It's the power of the light pushing it over.
I agree.
It's like creating propulsion.
Okay, never mind.
It's going to toast your Pop-Tart.
No, it's blue light, so it'll freeze it.
Oh, okay.
How that works. Is that how science works?
That's not how the war works.
Anyways.
I think right now let's get back to town as best we can and figure out things from there. Unless we have another course of action I'm unaware of at this point.
The majority of them look beat to snot.
Yeah. I'm over half. I'm kind of normal.
Ryan is basically snot.
I can't fix him right now.
He's a poop on the ground.
I can't fix him right now.
You really put him down.
You're the worst off of percentage wise. You're dead. You don't get healing, bro. Stop shaking your head. A heal spell will not bring you back to life.
Well, tell the truth.
might preserve his course. But
I am not wasting a 6-level spell.
Seems unlikely.
If it can be done before the armada arrives, I would like to lead a group to retrieve our equipment.
Do you know where your equipment is?
It was stolen from us by the 2 dragon monks. They ran generally that way.
I'm guessing.
The locate object was used and it was pointed in that direction.
Is it like an honor thing for them to come back after us?
Well, that's
so,
roll D20. That's me.
I mean, obviously, you don't know a lot about it, but you probably learned something. Okay, so you know that they are, in order to be a dragon monk, they have to be attached to a dragon or on a quest that specifically favors a dragon. So they can't not have a dragon in the mix and remain a dragon monk. It's not possible. So now that their dragon is dead, assuming they know that, which
15.
There's a good possibility that they were alerted to his death in a, like, what's the word? Supernatural way, basically. They have a limited period of time to attach to a new dragon, or they'll lose being a dragon monk. However, the quest to avenge his death is sufficient to be considered basically like a jihad on his behalf, even though he is dead. So as long as they are actively seeking to avenge his death, the time countdown for them to find another dragon does not begin. So it's a good motivator for them to want to do that. And if they were in good relationships with him when he died, then they might seek vengeance anyway. Especially if they're lawful evil, for example, which is highly likely since they were connected to an evil dragon, theoretically.
Alicia?
Yeah.
Was Jasmine hurt?
No.
Just like a mage. Go through a huge knockdown, drag out, and doesn't even get hurt. Both of the mages didn't get hurt, as I recall.
Well, he wasn't really... He was involved, but not involved.
He was very involved. He was involved, but not engaged. Yes. Yeah.
Involved, but not involved.
I guess I didn't act very majorly there.
No. No, you were not very majorly.
Well, to be fair, he had a silly aura around him, glove around.
He did.
So he made that back.
He had several auras on him.
Pointing back to Millie if Millie's hurt.
Well, he had one one that stopped all of his major.
She is grateful. And we had already assumed that you had done all of the adventurers and the Amazon women previously, because most of them were unconscious until they were healed. So,
okay. What was that, natural healing? Because somebody had did the thing where it sucks you at one hit point or whatever.
Death door.
Which is zero.
Or
no, death door does put you at 1.
But I don't think it counts as
healing. No, it puts you at 0. That's right.
Death door does not restore consciousness.
But
or somebody gave me like a cure light wounds or something that put me exactly at 1.
If they did a cure light, then you know.
Yeah, but it was healing.
My point is that
it could get natural healing. Yeah, so he's right about that.
Well, we don't have any more healing though.
Was it lay on hands?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was lay on hands. Yeah, which does do away with.
Yeah. Can't you don't get that. I don't have any magical healing left.
Sorry.
It was a good number though.
Yeah. Better.
Have you received any magical healing?
Amalia shows evidence that she wants to step aside with you for a moment. She's like,
well, I'll let them do what they're doing.
Just let the pretty woman attend to him first, honey.
No, if they want to do that, they can step aside.
Yeah, she would have probably done it while you were doing somebody else.
About these monks. There's a good chance that they're going to be looking for us.
How involved in repulsing this undead armada do we want to get? Bear in mind,
dragon monks, they need to...
Babyline will bring to bear
to
substantial forces. I think last we had heard was that there was going to be a delay for her to really
timer,
counter such a large invasion force.
Find a new dragon. However,
if they land on the east side of the island,
doing a quest for the dragon,
they won't reach the village. For a long time, I mean, minimum a day or two.
Or, seeking revenge on us directly could theoretically
still have quite a bit of magical means that I can use, but most of it's one shot. When it's gone, it's gone.
So we should be prepared for retribution from which
the heal spell I just used was worth about 5 grand.
Yeah,
and I used other spells, scrolls, and
even should they attack
potions previously. So this little escapade, leaving him and coming out here, has cost us about 30,000 gold so far.
To make it all the more enticing for them to come after us.
Imagine what a vacation you could get for 3,000 gold.
Point that we would
if they like find a safe place. I have to go to a small town somewhere, probably.
Maybe have
anyway.
Saying choose the place of our own. spell.
In a sense, it might be best for...
Yeah, but there's nothing that we know that can draw, actively draw them to us, right?
Well, I don't know how... If they know...
Considerable resources would be expended, but I could get most of the group back to the village.
Who dealt the finishing blow.
As far as me getting back to this cove...
Would like to
I
go
certainly would go without the kids.
Directly. That's I believe it was Taya. I believe I was in
Kaya. So I have to go back to the village anyway.
But from the sounds of it, it was Taya. But we could have Taya sitting isolated. And then
obviously
maybe
I'm not aware of exactly where our finances are, but
enticingly, seemingly unarmed.
Significant.
I don't think using her as aid is a good choice with those so that
if we can get us back to the village, not
probably
just in debt,
I'd
say we get
seemingly
back to the village.
Very well.
No, it's not gonna put us in debt. It's items that I have on me. So it's just gonna use up resources
I'm saying
come in handy later.
Unarmed, but
I
they
have
would
a pipeline to replace most of it, but it takes
unarmored.
Time.
Mm. Being monks.
That's a little different.
Let's see, let's get everybody back. Well, let's see
if they're hearing one of the items, I can potentially locate them before they locate us.
Yeah, it'd be feasible. I can
help with that as well.
Them.
The problem is if you spend a day recouping whatever you've lost.
Like that. I'm just simply
then
interested in our equipment.
We can tell them where there is another dragon.
That's enough time for the
undead
Armada to make landfall, and then it's going to be you're going to be co-occupying this quadrant of the island with an undead army.
Yeah, and I need to know why exactly they're here.
I seek them no ill will of them. They seem to be my adversaries.
Any way of locating their equipment?
I would like
that's
to return the
favor
that they granted us.
We can't locate it. I don't know how exactly they're going to try and track down 2 months in the wilderness.
It can be settled by assuming I could have intimate knowledge, I could use a locate object scroll. Assuming if we really want to expend some powerful magic, it would be feasible to
either way, my sense of urgency
transport
only just
from here
to offload it somewhere
wherever
so
it's at
we're unable
by scrying. And
if we're going to deal with big things here soon,
then teleporting
I'd
there.
To be
question as to whether or not. Who amongst us would be able to hold up against what I understand are two basically warrior monks, even though they're dragon monks, basically warrior monks that managed to take out 4 powerful individuals, albeit from surprise.
Surprise that they let's see how they did in potentially getting their equipment back. We'll put them in a better position, potentially aid them on the island.
Your conversation close enough?
I think they stepped aside.
They stepped aside to have a discreet conversation.
You could have been listening
One can imagine what they're probably talking about, but no, not privy to the actual conversation.
They're whispering
sweet nothing. Okay. While they are away having the conversation, Anura does cast Create Food and Water, so everyone has the opportunity to eat, which you have not done overnight. It is not the king's fare, but it's quite tasty, mush in a bowl, basically, and quite nutritious. The texture isn't great, but the taste is good enough, and the nutrition is enough to increase your strength and endurance.
I have bacon that I brought for Growl that they cooked at breakfast.
Yeah. You can make a fire and cook up some bacon.
No, they cooked it, and I wrapped it up and brought it with me.
Okay. So just you eat it like cold bacon.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say
pre-cooked.
He's not coming back anytime soon. There's at least 8 hours before he's coming back.
Is that when we fight the Armada?
Okay. So Victor and Amalia return. And everyone's eating. The Amazons kind of are off to the side by themselves a little bit. And Wilmatosen is basically standing there next to Ryan's body.
Is she hurt?
A little.
Are there bowls and stuff in the bowl?
But she did receive magical healing, however.
Oh,
so,
did she?
Yeah. Yes.
That's open-ended eye, too.
Plain wooden bowls are created with it.
How many Amazons are there
in
here?
2.
I will take them to
the
bowl.
Awesome. They look at you with obvious pleasure on their faces, and Saya says, thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't want to overstep or make you uncomfortable. Do you want me to
hear? Sure.
Again, all of this is happening outside in a gentle breeze, 65 degrees, sunny forest. probably could find a log or a stump to sit down on. Otherwise, you're just standing around in the bushes. No clearings, no trails.
And he's
no
gonna,
trails.
Dorkin's going to fly a little bit away from the group and attempt to siphon magic.
Okay.
There should be a lot in the air here, and hopefully is a little less obnoxious.
Well, it'll be less obnoxious. Not necessarily a lot of it, but...
Actually, probably less of it than there was the other place. Just not as obnoxious.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there will be less magic, but there was a huge spike that just happened here, so there's probably residual magic here.
If that's exactly the way it works. Okay, anyway, so yes, you begin to draw in magic and you find that there is ample magic here anyway, above medium, and after 10 minutes or so, you'll have a pretty good idea of just how ample it is.
Okay. So regarding gear, I'm assuming you still want to try and get your stuff back?
If possible, yeah.
Does anybody have a locate object?
By the way.
Yeah. So that would potentially give us a location. And if it's stationary, then they may have just left the stuff that's moving it probably with them.
There is a possibility that they have some of it and not all of it.
So we have to know what it is that you're locating.
Last time you chose the sword because you carried it at one point.
Yeah, speaking of which, I never did get a list. People were supposed to give me a list.
The heel sword was the most familiar item for me, but I chose last time, but does not have it.
Sorry, I do not have a list for which I was prepared, but I just see my character sheet and can look at it.
That would solve it. So it's in some kind of organized order on there.
So they take like all of their people.
Yeah, four people.
Ryan, Millie, Ren, and Zane.
Yeah, I'm sure they're carrying most of the stuff I have.
The only naked is all of it. All right.
Especially for them.
Yep, he lost it all.
But if you find them, they probably still have all my stuff because they would love all my stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, that was the main thing I needed. I need the list for so I can figure out what they want to keep, what they want to stash, what they might just destroy, what they might bury.
Okay, I got all of this stuff here, except for the arrows at the bottom of the bin.
I'm getting my water out of the bin.
And where it says
it's
plus
the,
two bow. Really
big water.
That's what I have right now.
Please and thank you.
Everything except for that? Or you have the plus two bow right now?
I have the magic long sword that was found in the orc cave.
Okay.
I have the stuff right here at the very bottom. Everything else was on me already, including the armor on the front page.
And the bow that's failing. And the crown.
That's the bow I have really now.
Oh, you have that. Luckily, you have your knife.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Probably my headache,
plethora. Come and go.
Yep.
The universe give us and the universe take away.
Beginning to think Loma needs one of those skills. Destroy all.
Well, they're hard to protect too, because you can't like just, you know, put them in your backpack.
Yeah. Sticks are cool, but sticks with strings on them?
I got a slush machine.
Neat.
It's my early birthday Christmas present.
It's pretty cool.
And also this stuff. I like slime. I have to look at that.
You can make spike ones too.
That's what I had on my person. I have a lot of stuff back too.
And you can make milkshakes.
Mostly
buttons. Got three buttons.
Yeah, I would assume that would be the implied primary function of the device.
They also have a scheduled urgent
to make
margaritas.
Yeah.
The sister just scheduled a birthday party on the 21st from 9 till 5.
I'm sure they'd keep most of the stuff I had.
I know.
Like, it's all great for monks.
I found it on somebody who was making a
except for
an alcohol drink
sword.
With it. I really like
and maybe the scimitar.
The lemonade flavor at Culver's. So I'm like, that I could make them at home with that. That's like the only thing that doesn't dry out my mouth. Because I have really bad dry mouth because of my medicine. And I'm like, that's the best thing for you. So I told my uncle and my grandma that I wanted it for my Christmas present because they're like $300.
This came off the elf.
And so I sent him the link and I said, an idea for an early Christmas and birthday present for me. And he's like, it'll be here Thursday.
You still have spider climb slippers?
Yes, I did still have them. Had.
I need my first
slippers. It's nice having evasion.
I'd be able to climb sheer walls.
It is extremely useful.
Dude, those would be so cool.
Just don't hang from the ceiling, your feet slip up.
Is it over there? Yeah, mom is over here. She'll be right behind you in the chair.
Alicia. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
A bag of holding full of spell books? Awesome.
You had spell books?
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yes.
You
got
spell books.
When did you get spell books?
Oh, just recently. The same time that she got them.
Just recently.
And she did. And he did.
Don't become attached to spell books. Momoon is the same way with spell books as it is with...
They're my only spell books.
Yeah.
If I want to send off all the magical stuff at once.
It might be the material component.
I like my shotgun magic.
You have a head.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure
they have a head now.
You had a head.
Powerful undead dwarf from another planet.
Sulfur or something like that.
Yeah.
Something else is flammable.
Okay. So are we casting Look at Objects, or what are we doing?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to try to do? Find the missing stuff in your in the short amount of time that you have between now and potentially fighting an army of undead.
That we think they more likely have on them?
Or that's the most valuable to recover?
Mind you, the more Jasmine knows it, the more likely the spell is to be.
I mean, it's not effective. Like there's bustling markets here to sell the stuff. It's not like there's bustling markets here to sell things.
Oh, no. They might just abandon them in the woods, or destroy them, or keep them with them. Depends on how much weight everything takes up. Or if they have a means, other means by which to transport it elsewhere. You mentioned something about them potentially holding a grudge.
So I was telling Leon, they may try to seek revenge for us to kind of delay having to find a new dragon to serve out there. Or to at least extend their time. Well, I'm not sure exactly how that works, to be honest.
What's that?
If they would want to serve the yellow dragon now.
Well, basically, if they went and you agreed to it, they could potentially become his dragonmonks.
And if they had any kind of...
Seems kind of unlikely because of the family.
Devotion or loyalty to the blue dragon, they probably don't like the yellow dragon.
Yeah. If they're loyal enough to the blue dragon to attack us in retribution, I doubt that they'd want to serve under the yellow dragon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They might even, now that you think about it, they might even consider the yellow dragon for vengeance, not just you guys.
Well, they may not even know that we had anything to do with it.
That's right. They might not know who killed him.
Although they know.
Because
they
it was done on the other side of the portal. Correct.
The time, so.
Yes, and they could blame you because you drew them away.
So. What was the item?
Because we're not
grabbed. I don't think I want to go hunting for items.
It was a wooden sword.
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor told from a certain point of view.
My time would be better sleeping and praying to...
So that's kind of a tough weapon to use.
I healed Leon for several, so.
Pretty specialized weapons. Any of the weapons I had, they may not.
There are the means by which to actually get people back to the village quickly. Although, due to recent experience, I'm not sure that I like certain means anymore.
Thanks, Bears.
Apparently, I was recently teleported into rock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What happened with that?
See what happened.
The teleport failed. I itemed your statues, but I'm thinking since you were fused with the mountain, it pulled you back into it. I don't know how you're alive. No idea. But you were in my pocket, and then you weren't in my pocket.
Dragon magic.
Sometimes you just have to shrug your shoulders and go, whatever.
It's hard to keep a good man down, that's for sure.
But
yeah, but what about you and me?
Well, I was referring to you, of course.
By man, he means male elf-like person.
He was trying to insinuate.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean any insult.
No.
I think James was going for, you can't keep a good man down. And he's like, well, what about you and me? Ron
was kind of doing the same thing, but he was including me in the good man category.
So.
Anyway. I would say, if the objects are stationary and nearby, then we'll eventually go gather them. If they're not nearby nor stationary, then there will probably be those who wish to return to the village versus go hunting for them.
Certainly would love to get some rest for going back into battle.
Indeed. We probably have, you've got the storm, and then eventually the undead will land, and then eventually they will make their way across land and eventually become a problem to us.
Is the storm connected to the undead?
I think Inira indicated that he thought it might be magically driven.
Yes, I believe it's covering their approach to some extent, possibly propelling it.
If I get
somehow
4 hours...
Somehow we found out that there was a lich involved, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he had the dragon had a journal entry. I can give you that one.
That's right. He was allies with the lich.
Yeah, he was considering a allegiance with a powerful. I think he inferred undead. I don't know if he said undead. It might have been, anyway, power behind the throne in Banreach, and he was mopping up his. Dangling
loose ends.
Yeah, there you go. His loose ends before agreeing to the allegiance. That's where he was at.
No allegiance for you.
Yeah, it's not looking like he's going to be a major contributor to the allegiance at this point.
Yeah.
You could.
Well, I don't know. We killed him. That's half the lich's problem right there.
Look, it's Dracolich. Yeah. Or just
don't give him
undead dragon. Yeah. They still make great mounts.
Heck, we may have done him a favor. You know what? I'm not going to attack your island now. You guys are such good people.
You guys seem like stand-up guys.
Yeah.
Can I have my zombie servant now, please?
No.
Now we have a problem.
She's not covered on the insurance.
How dare you do?
We probably have to go through the yellow dragon to get him out.
No, the yellow dragon left him.
Yeah, it was on the dome.
Depends on how quick he can get in and out.
Perhaps the yellow dragon is feasting on him.
No, he flew away.
Dragons eat these other dragons?
Yes.
Oh, look, a list.
Fish eat other fish all the time.
Are we?
Birds.
Oh, that's such a cool item.
He's still looking at going through the list of what they might have
found. No, I was done with that. I was waiting for y'all, but I just found another list.
Yeah,
of what? Sorry, we have
Ryan's items.
Oh, Ryan's items?
Yeah, they're great for monks.
They're cool.
They're fantastic for monks.
The tentacles, for example. Fighting at those.
Or the ring that lets you slip through inch gap.
Yeah, the ring is cool.
Plus three.
Okay. So the only other thing that I was going to instigate is Anura does give Victor a note to take a look at when he gets a minute.
Here's more responsibility. I can do this.
Actually, I probably have to pay for it since I made him come here.
Well, you can afford it.
Huh?
I said you can afford it, right?
Huh?
It starts with, this is all your fault, by the way.
Sneepoo.
I don't need his money.
Of course you don't need it, but usually it's better than being able to need it.
Yeah, why spend
your money? I've been rich. I've been poor. I've been rich again.
Spoken like a true rich one.
Ah.
He says, and Yura says, I didn't mean you had to read it right this moment.
Oh, that's all right.
You rule supreme. Might as well pile it all on now.
When did you get that?
Right before I left Diamond Cove. I don't know. I didn't open it to see what's in it, but I am aware of certain events that have taken place in Diamond Cove of late. Everyone's on edge. There's considerable consternation over Lord Ryan removing himself from certain public affairs, as he has done in the past, but in light of recent events, it's peculiar. And then Lady Charlotte has been making excuses for him, which, of course, doesn't sit well with the unions and knights of prominence. Lords and ladies don't like secrets that they can't get the answers to. I give you the note now, in case it should color immediate choices.
Kill it. Kill it. Okay, I think at least some of us need to return to the town post-haste. So those of you who are going to go and eventually attempt to collect the belongings need to sort yourselves out in terms of who's going and who's staying.
If I'm passing the cell, I will be going.
I'm assuming Leon is going.
Yep. I will go. Momento senses. I will go to retrieve the items. I am hopeful that Ryan will come back to life, and I believe he will want his possessions if he does.
What's up for that?
So that's three so far. Four. Red. Sorry.
No, it says I'll go where Ren goes unless there's a reason I shouldn't.
So that's five.
Did she give me that much?
How about any equipped people? Do any equipped people want to come with us?
I mean, I have stuck in the giant. I'm not interested on capabilities. I'd like to rest and recuperate if that's an option. Otherwise, I could stretch myself to restore my spells in a less boring manner.
I sent you a text asking you a question this morning.
Yes, and the answer was no. Okay. There was a period of time, but he was otherwise engaged.
That's fine.
Okay, so there's your quick person. Very good.
I believe we should be most successful.
So who's that lead going back to the city with you?
Lorelai.
Me, Lorelai.
Gordon and
Yura. Oh, yeah. Okay.
To Amazon.
Well, I'm little. Buying the stuff back from us.
She's a little equipped.
I had 1,000 gold piece gems.
They weren't going to sell you your stuff back for 1,000 gold piece gems.
That's when I would start fighting. At least give them the option first.
I have a question, Dan.
Yes.
Pretty sure you said when the mountain disappeared, my hawk did not go with me.
Sounds right. So he would be in this area now, then.
So he will be here somewhere?
Yep. And you have not moved from, like, pretty much the center of the mountain where you return from the spike. So it's pretty broad reaching. She has not returned to you since you come back, which has been easily 20 minutes, half an hour now. And everyone has eaten. And most wounds have been bandaged, even though some of you couldn't really benefit from it more than you already had, anyway. So, you've broken yourself down into groups. The primary method is locate object. Traveling will be less rapid than the group that's heading back to the village, apparently.
Yeah, how are we going to get there when we finally do that?
And if they're on this corner of the island, they can't be any more than about 5 miles away.
Once you find them, then it will be a matter of making your way back to town.
We should probably make sure that the locate object works before we split up.
Well, yes.
Yeah, agreed. We'll wait here for you to clarify your direction.
If there's any...
Amal says, I can give Jasmine a scroll that would allow them to transport back to us after or at any point, really. And so she will give you a scroll with the Magister spell teleport on it. It is written at a 16th level, she tells you. It is written at a 16th level, which means you should be able to transport all of you one time.
If we are defeated, would you like to avenge us?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. I will let them know that you defeated the dragon.
So they'll come to me. Got it. Technically, the person who did it is going with you.
To quote you last session, you can all guys, you're not me. You can lie.
Not sure about how Ren would feel about lying.
Just thinking pragmatically.
Yes, most liars do.
Chess move.
Just bring Ryan back. He lives in the
lie. Jasmine will lie.
Bye. You could just say Dorkian, because he definitely was involved in the defeat.
There you go. Hope to blow him up.
Six or nine.
Yeah, Dorkian was much more involved, wasn't he?
We could just say Dorkian
was instrumental.
I was the one who told Taya not the magic weapon to get us.
Oh, yeah, so that would not be a lie.
He had a hand in it.
Definitely would not be a lie.
So you were the...
He's kind of the commander.
I was the catalyst.
You'd be fine.
It was done. It was done under my...
purview? Victor led the group who defeated the dragon.
That's not a lie.
He did not order the dagger, but he... Or, he did not drive the dagger, but he ordered it.
Right. That should be definitely enough for a dragon mark to wonder. Him down.
Yeah, you're not going to need to give him much excuse.
They're on that task.
Wait, I can get a few extra days by going after somebody else that's partially responsible?
How cool would it be if we showed up to where the looking object leads us?
10 years from now, maybe they're still hunting down the party one by one.
Epic justice.
Now that would be on brand for Lonely.
Right, Dan?
I missed it. What's that?
I said, how awesome would it be if we showed up to where the locate object leads us and we see them sitting next to a stump?
There's a wandering
and,
3-year-old.
The dragon monks are dead with a bunch of centipede carcasses all around them.
Oh, that'd be terrible. Must have had to go to the bathroom. Right.
All right, casting locate object.
What is the object?
A heel sword. That's a familiar object.
Okay.
D20. Nope. Percentile.
Percentile. Low is good.
It's not low. 95.
Definitely not low. That's not low. So it is south of you. In the mountains, and you do not feel like you have a good grip on its exact location. However, it may get a little better when you get closer, but it's probably not going to narrow it down to feet ever because you just don't have a good grip on it.
I have general direction.
These mages and
don't have a good grip on the actual location. If you head in that direction, I can potentially cast it again and hope to get a better grip.
Sure,
you
sound
good. Get closer.
Okay.
Do you have an idea of general distance?
A couple miles.
South.
And it does seem to be at a lower altitude than you are currently.
Lower altitude down the mountains.
A couple miles downhill. That's nothing. Do that in an hour. Half hour.
Okay. So we've concluded that the group that is going after the stuff has a pretty good idea, though not too specific, of where to go.
Just remember who you're up against and watch out for ambushes.
They will not catch me as easily as they did this time.
Cut to the next frame.
Okay, so... we can take... she probably needs something to eat.
Tell me what you need.
I want my mom!
Okay.
Oh,
go get your mom.
Go get her.
Come here, baby.
Over there.
She's coming around. Keep going. You'll get there. She did just wake up.
Yeah, so I'm the same way when I wake up.
I feel the same way. I just don't verbalize
it. Depends on if it's a work day or not.
behind the chair, buddy. Behind the chair. There's cords there.
Okay, so we're taking, Molly says, so we're taking Growl and Ryan with us then. Okay.
Do you have a way of preserving him until a potential solution is available? Can you hide him then, something like that?
Not yet. After I regain spells, I can do something more than that.
And Molly says, we can salt him.
I think he'll be fine for 12 hours.
It wasn't electricity that killed me, so.
Was it referring to Growl?
I'm not worried about you.
We're not talking about you.
I said them.
Oh, okay. She thought you were talking about
Growl. Seniority than the cat.
I feel more bad about the cat.
Thanks.
I don't know you very well.
The cat's a poor, dumb animal. You're okay. I guess you're just dumb.
Sorry. Just mean.
Talking an awful lot for being dead.
Right.
All right. Dividing. Going.
You guys going?
Yep.
All right. That's
all. Offer what advice I have for preserving Ryan.
And where's Lorelai going to do? Lorelai is going back to town.
Wait, Ren, do you have a random cloak to drape across
them? You can come stay in my tent. I'm in the middle of the military encampment, so it's a pretty day.
I really just need an item, so I realize that it is a terrible blank spot in my memory.
You can use my book and see if you learn it.
I would appreciate that. It's highly unlikely that I don't.
We are going to be Molly says, we are going to be teleporting back in light of the fact that you're flying all the time. Do you have a better means to move yourself back to the village?
I have a teleport, but no.
I don't want to go on his teleport.
I intend to scry on the village, so I'll be able to actually see it first.
I don't
and then teleport
the
there.
Either.
That should reduce the likelihood of any accidents. You're welcome to look in my scrying if you want to use your teleport.
Sure.
My teleport is sufficient for all of us. So, if you prefer to, I have to use the scroll either way. So if you prefer to keep your magic, you can. That will cut your time refilling all of your magic by an hour or more. I don't believe your teleport is strong enough to teleport all of us, I think we've determined.
I don't believe so. The only benefit of going separately would be that were one of us to fail and the other to succeed, it would leave someone to bring us back. Otherwise, it matters a little bit.
You want
to make your decision.
I'll go with you.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.